Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Here you go, Matt. Here you go, Danny.
Afternoons on the Score.
Well, what a night, guys. What a night. I am delighted to... I'm at these Boomer Studios, WFAN in New York, our sister station. And I saw Boomer, and he's actually going to come on and visit us at some point this morning, I think. So I think he has some sourcing on on how everybody hates Mac Jones.
I'll make sure it ain't from IG DM.
What a day, though, Greg. I didn't think it was possible for there to be a bigger story than you winning Major Market Personality of the Year as a Marconi. But
Curtis, just correction. I'm gonna follow the lead of Marcus Smart here. It's MMPOY. Major. Going forward, please refer to me as Major Market Personality of the Year. MMPOY. Go ahead. Anyway.
MMPOY. Good morning.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on the Score.
Man, I wish I was able to make those jokes. Unfortunately, I have to pretend like I had to just sit there at that ceremony and just be like, oh, it was an honor to be nominated. I'm so happy for Greg Hill of the Greg Hill Morning Show on WEEI. Who happens to be our next guest on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book.
Yeah, congratulations.
Greg, congrats on the win and thank you for the time, sir. How are you?
I still don't know how I won. So if I were you guys, I would demand a recount immediately. That's what I would do.
Yeah. Well, there is a recount happening right now. I don't want to break the news to you, but there.
Check the voting machines or whatever.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
They're probably Dominion machines or something like that.
Yeah. There must have been a hanging Chad. But how long have you been doing radio?
Honestly, 32 years, I think, I've had a morning show in Boston. I always feel the need to point out I'm only 55, so I started young. It's not like I'm 70 and still hanging around, so but a long time.
No, I turned 36 tomorrow, and it meant a lot to me. I can't imagine someone doing a morning show in Boston, a great city, a great radio market like that for over 30 years. How much did it mean to you to win?
I think it's a really, really cool thing because it's, you know, it's your peers vote for you. And so there's so many like that you can do like this business. There's so many really talented people like, and no BS, like you guys have been doing this for a long time. You guys do so well in Chicago. There's a million people that could win it. So I think it's a great thing. And honestly, like at my advanced age, they probably just gave it to me for that reason. You guys have another 20 years left to win it. So that's probably what happened.
All right. Well, I will be studying you for the rest of this conversation so that I can figure out how to steal from you so that I can win next year or at some point in the future. We're talking to the Major Market Personality of the Year winner, Greg Hill of the morning show up in Boston on WEEI. You have Bill Belichick on your show, and I'm curious – how do you go about preparing to interview someone like Bill Belichick?
I think you have to expect that he's going to do his very best not to answer any question that you ask. And so you have to find some way to try to get him to say something that you can spend the next 20 minutes trying to guess what, you know, what kind of nugget of small nugget of potential honesty there might be in there. But I, you know, I think the issue here, Bill has kind of like created a quarterback competition when I don't really think there's one that exists. I mean, we asked him the last two Mondays, you know, if Mac Jones is 100% healthy, is he the starter? And he doesn't answer it. So I don't know if that's just Bill being, you know, just being the way he is when anybody in the media asks a question, or if he's undecided, or if he wants Mac to feel like Mac has to work hard to get his job back. I don't get it. He could very easily make that discussion point with fans and with media go away, but he doesn't do it. So I don't know why.
But that is a deliberate choice. We might not know why he's choosing to do that, but he knows what he's doing by answering the question that way, correct?
Well, he did it. I mean, he did it with Cam Newton. You know, he came out flat out and said Cam Newton's our quarterback. So I you know, he's done it before. He did it with Tom Brady and when it was Jimmy Garoppolo. So I don't know why. I don't get why he doesn't do it.
So when you take all of that into account, who do you expect to start at quarterback for the Patriots Monday night?
I mean, I would think that it's Mac Jones. I think the Athletic, that they're reporting that it is. I think at some point Mac Jones is, you know, if he's 85 or 90%, which is, I think, you know, essentially what his camp is trying to get out there, I think Mac Jones gets his job back. I mean, I think that, you know, the issue with half of the region, you know, catching zappy fever or whatever, is that the team looked much better the last 3 weeks than it did with Mac Jones the first 3 weeks. But, you know, I think it's, you know, they clearly simplified that offense for Bailey Zappi, as you would for a third string quarterback who hadn't played a regular season snap up until that Green Bay game in the NFL. So, you know, I think they relied on play action and screens and short passes. And I think Mac Jones, when he gets the opportunity, should they keep that offense simplified, will look as good or better than Bailey Zappi did. So I think he gets his job back.
So you think Mac Jones is the better player?
I do, yeah, sure. I mean, he based on what we have a body of work from him. We have a season in which he was a rookie quarterback and got the Patriots to the playoffs. So I until I see that from Bailey Zappi, I'm going to go with what I've seen.
Major Market Personality of the Year winner, Greg Hill, with us mornings on WEEI. You're going to be introduced that way for the rest of your career. May as well get used to it. Justin Jones, Bears defensive tackle. I'm not sure if you're aware of these comments.
Yeah, we played him this morning.
Okay. So he says he's going to be checking the footballs, and he hears that they're still deflating footballs in Foxborough. What was your and your audience's reaction to the comments?
Our reaction was, thank God we have Bill Belichick, because that's somebody whose head coach doesn't tell him to shut up and not say anything about whoever they're playing that week.
Oh, so you're saying it's going to be a motivating factor for the Patriots?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much the bulletin board stuff does or doesn't motivate guys, but I do know that you heard Bill wax poetically for 7 minutes during his press conference this week about what a great team the Bears are. I mean, I, you know, you guys are there. Is this a great football team right now?
No, it's a terrible one.
So I just think there's a different approach that Bill has and that his players have, and that it's worked pretty well for him.
It's worked amazingly well.
Punter's got a big leg. He whacks it down there pretty good, so.
Yeah, Bill just says better things about the opponent than he'll give you anything about your own team, correct? That's his MO every week?
100%. 100%. Every team you're playing is a great football team.
Right. And so that's his strategy. But I am curious, like, before you came on, I was going over, we played the audio, and I was going through the history of the either the allegations or the convictions against Bill Belichick Outside the Lines report about the Eagles being convinced the Patriots stole the playbook. Spygate, largest fine, 40 times filming opposing practices, 2000 to 2007. Deflategate, another first-round pick, Brady being suspended. Steelers allegations of the headsets. Peyton Manning holding, being convinced that the locker room was bugged. The video for the Do Your Job feature for the Bengals in 2019. There's a lot of smoke around this fire. Do you think it's fair to call Bill Belichick a cheater?
First of all, that kind of research will get you Marconi for Major Market Personality.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
I think it's interesting with the Deflategate that wasn't Bill. That was Tom Brady, right? So Bill wasn't deflating any footballs. Tom Brady, if he was, Tom Brady was deflating footballs. But I think Bill likes a competitive edge. I think, you know, he would tell you that he's never done anything that anybody else in the league isn't doing. So I'm biased, right? I love this franchise. The two decades of excellence that they have delivered in the NFL will never be equaled. So do I think that filming a half of a walkthrough or whatever was what won him a Super Bowl? No, I don't think so. So.
Neither do I, for the record. He's the greatest coach, arguably, of all time, certainly of his generation, the winningest, all of that stuff. He could pass George Halas with a win Monday night, but it is interesting when you look at it all in its totality. Like, the guy colors outside the lines, and if they get fined 500 grand or lose a first-round pick or get suspended for a couple of games, like, the juice is worth the squeeze. Yes?
I think so. Yeah, I think it is. I don't think he looks at it like cheating. I think he looks at it like finding every possible competitive edge that he can have. And if it's something that he believes is not clearly defined or clearly set out as, if the rule book doesn't say you can't have a camera in the press box that's, you know, more than 6 feet away from, you know, the pointed in the direction of the field, then he's going to find a way to have a camera that is less than 6 feet away. I think he finds ways that he thinks are within the scope of what can be done to do them. So I don't think what Bill has done, while he's been fined for it, so has, you know, there's 10 other coaches that have been fined for things that are not within the scope of what you should be doing. And I think that I'm never going to say that I think that has led to what he's been able to do here. But I will say also that at some point, you know, we spend a lot of time on the Brady or Bill question. I think at some point Bill has to prove that he can get back to a Super Bowl without Tom Brady. So and he's got to do that without doing any of the other stuff.
Yeah, Brady is winning that divorce, even if he doesn't win his own.
That one, yeah, that one he is. He may not win that one, but yes, I think so far he is.
So just another couple of minutes here with Greg Hill, mornings, WEEI in Boston, Major Market Personality, the year winner at the Marconis. He kicked our ass at that award show the other night. What's the thing that this version of the Patriots does best? What's the thing they do worst?
I think this defense is a really, really good defense. I think Bill, the knock on Bill, nobody ever knocks Bill the coach around here, but they certainly knock Bill the general manager. And I think that you look at, you know, Jack Jones, you look at Bailey Zapp, you look at Cole Strange. I think from a rookie perspective, Bill had a really, really good draft, and I think this defense is a really good defense and getting better. I think, I think that what they do worse is throw the football, and I think it's because they've struggled when it comes to what they have for weapons. And I think, you know, if you guys want Nelson Aguilar, I think you should probably just have him fly back with you because I he can't hold on to the football to save his life. And I think that, you know, I think that's one area where Bill you know, his tried and true philosophy of, you know, I'm not going to pay a lot for free agents. I think maybe he underestimates the value that a couple legit wide receivers, no disrespect to Devontae Parker because he's come along, or Myers. I think that's the one area where, and I don't know if you put it the first 3 weeks on Mac Jones or you put it on those wide receivers, but I think that's the one area they've struggled.
Four of the six picks after the Bears took Jaquan Brisker in the second round were wide receivers. George Pickens in Pittsburgh, Sky Moore in Kansas City, Alec Pierce in Indianapolis, and Tyquan Thornton. With you guys, the receiver from Baylor, the speedster, is he showing anything?
Yeah, I mean, he was hurt for a while. So I certainly in camp he was showing a lot, and there was a lot of talk about him. He got hurt. But I think they really think there's a lot of potential there. And I think my question would be, draft wise, do you think from your perspective Bill got it right when it came to quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Bears took right. The Bears have Fields. They drafted him in front of Mac Jones. The Patriots drafted Mac Jones, and I don't think either fan base should be sold on their quarterback, right?
Yeah. I work every morning with Jermaine Wiggins, who's Super Bowl winning tight end for the New England Patriots, and he was a Fields guy. So, and you know what? He honestly, I think he still would be. He's not necessarily a Mac Jones guy, and he thinks a lot of it has to do with coaching, and he thinks you have a player like that here with Bill and this coaching staff, and it's a different result.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why we're worried that Fields is never going to be supported enough here, and then this new regime will just move on without him. So, all right, at home, Monday night, your impression of the Bears and expectation for how this game is going to go?
I mean, I have to believe that this is a win for Mac Jones or Bailey Zappe, and I think honestly, I don't even know if we need the offense to score. I think we can get some points on the defensive side of the ball. So I'm picking the Pats.
All right, Greg Hill, Major Market Personality of the Year winner at the Marconi's mornings WEEI in Boston. Sincere congratulations on the award. Good stuff. Thank you for coming on and enjoy the game Monday. Thanks, Greg.
All right, man. Thanks for having me. See you guys.
Thank you. It's Greg Hill, WEEI in Boston. It's exactly how I'd feel if I was a Patriots fan.
Greg Hill, a wee guy when talking about the Patriots. Marconi worthy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting, right?
Fans are allowed to win Marconis?
It's exactly how we'd feel, though, about Belichick if he had won six Super Bowls for the Bears. Oh, he just is doing what you got to do to win. Just do what you got to do. It's exactly how we'd feel. It's the, you love him when he's your guy, you hate him when he's anyone else, we all respect him. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, all of that stuff. Play the South Park clip if you don't mind. This was when South Park tackled the idea of Bill Belichick the cheater.
How do I reach these kids? The reason that you think you can't get into college is because you haven't been taught how to cheat properly. How do you think white people always get ahead? Because we cheat all the time. I mean, because they cheat all the time. This is Bill Belichick, coach of the New England Patriots. He's won three Super Bowls. How? He cheated. He even got caught cheating, and nobody cared. Bill Belichick proved that in America, it's okay to cheat as long as you cheat your way to the top.
Hey, I don't want to be called a cheater.
No, no. If you cheat and fail, you're a cheater. If you cheat and succeed, you're savvy.
This is I don't want to waste my time learning to cheat.
Go ahead, the door's right there. Bye-bye, have fun. We will miss you.
That was three Super Bowls ago. Three Super Bowls ago. Yeah, if you cheat and lose, you're a cheater. You cheat and win, you're savvy. That's what he does. He pushes the envelope. He occasionally gets caught. That report had him taping opponents 40 times in a 7-year span. And they were like, $500,000 in a first-round pick. Okay, keep it moving. It's worth it. Is it why he's great? No. Is it why they win the Super Bowl? No, but I'm sure it helps, or else he wouldn't be doing it. So, yeah, he's a cheater. But if he was doing it for you, you'd be like, eh, that's our guy. That's just Bill being Bill. That's just old savvy Bill over there. I love that story. Because I love that Justin Jones said it. Locker room bulletin board material. Who the hell cares? That doesn't matter. That's a real thing that players feel. Speak your mind. Patriots might win by 30, but it's out there anyway. Dan Weider are going to join us in an hour. Pat Manley at 5 o'clock. We got a remote coming up, by the way. See us at Rinaldi's in the West Loop Wednesday, October 26th, 2 to 6 p.m. We got $20 buckets of Corona and Corona Light, $4 Modelo specials, $8 margaritas made with the number one tequila brand in the world, 100% agave, Jose Cuervo Tradicional. Visit RinaldisWestLoop.com for more information. That's RanallisWestLoop.com, WestLoop.com. We're going to give someone a chance to win Bulls tickets to a future game. Great prizes. We'll have in-person guests. We'll all be out there next Wednesday, Rinaldi's West Loop. And especially if you or someone you know is going to Bulls Pacers, which is that night, come by, stop us, see the show.
A little much. You know what I mean?
And you can try a special pizza that they're apparently going to have for us.
No. The special pizza is being delivered here on Monday.
Oh.
A very show-specific pizza will be delivered here Monday to help promote the Rinaldi's remote.
By the good folks at Rinaldi's. Okay, so you can have their amazing pizza when you go out and then take the shuttle like
go
you can
there,
every
the,
game.
Tanny,
we know.
Hot honey sopressata.
It's very good.
Oh, my God.
You had me at hot.
Yeah, you had me at Tanny.
Absolutely.
It's one of my favorite pizzas.
It's unreal.
Anywhere.
Yeah, it's unreal.
It's fantastic stuff.
I'm not just saying that because they sponsor the softball team. I legitimately love that pizza. I loved it before they sponsored the team.
Okay.
They delivered, remember last year? They delivered with the Pie Oh My picture on it for me.
Yep. Yes.
They get it.
Yeah, no, they get the show.
Matt Doherty at Rinaldi's understands us.
He does.
And the struggle that Tanny and I go through.
Yeah, it's easy for us. Hey, by the way, some of the best chicken tenders I've had in a long time. They are crazy. I'm like, oh, how good can a chicken tender
Danny
be?
Likes the tendies, huh?
Those are very good chicken tenders.
Yeah. For the other side, I don't mean to steal your tease here, maybe add to it. I have talked to someone at White Sox. I have a little bit of background or some more information in regards to Sox Fest.
I would like to hear that information. And I reached out to someone about one of the supposed top managerial candidates. I can share that information as well. Shane says there's something else for the birthday coming up in about 20 minutes. Dan Weider at 420 Park at Spiegel on the Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.